took an interest in UFOs. Unlike the changeling, it moved in on the source of information. It had spent thousands of years in armies, and in fact had been a Nazi in World War II. The Korean War was kind of unappealing, but the chameleon knew enough about military red tape that it was only a matter of patience to make itself an E-4 clerk on the Pentagon staff. Airman, a title only a month old, fourth class, Patrick Lucas. Once there, it listened to Scuttlebutt and managed to move itself into Project Blue Book. Once there, it gave itself a promotion in an irregular way, which it had done before. When a new bachelor officer was assigned to the project, the chameleon studied his personnel file, befriended him the first day, got him alone in his apartment, and killed him. In the bathtub, it performed a rough and ready autopsy, thorough enough to ensure that the officer was indeed human, because something like the chameleon, if such existed, might also be drawn to Blue Book. It wrote a suicide note for Airman Lucas, and at 2 a.m. traded uniforms and dog tags with the officer. Drained of blood, the officer looked like a pale, passed-out drunk. The chameleon carried his body quickly to its car and drove to the end of a dirt road outside of Vienna, Virginia. It saturated the body and the front seat with gasoline, tossed in a match, and changed its appearance, almost instantly, to match the officer's. Then it ran through the woods back to civilization. The short newspaper article only said that the body had been burned beyond recognition, but the car was registered to a Pentagon clerk. Investigators that morning found the suicide note, and the case was closed. Co-workers shook their heads. He always had been a loner. The new lieutenant seemed to be a loner, too, and once the theory that he was a plant from the CIA was whispered around, people pretty much did leave him alone. The chameleon lieutenant's function for several months was to winnow through UFO reports to find the 10% or so that warranted some follow-up. It ordered calendars back to 1948, and with the aid of an ephemeris, marked off the evenings and mornings when the planet Venus was particularly bright. That saved a lot of time. It knew about Project's sign and grudge, and was not surprised to get the feeling that Blue Book was less interested in scientific evaluation of UFO reports than in public relations, mostly debunking. Some people saw evidence of a conspiracy there, but the chameleon just saw the conservative military mind at work. Project Blue Book was basically one officer and a few low-ranking clerks, with a couple of dozen other people, military and civilian, poking their noses in every now and then. It seemed to spend as much time dealing with the press and politicians as with UFOs. Whenever there was a slow news day, reporters would show up or phone in search of copy. Politicians would demand to know why nothing had been done about some sightings in their districts. With a typically military instinct for putting the right man in the right job, they put the chameleon in charge of the phone. Of course, it had had thousands of years' experience in dealing with people. But tact had never been its usual weapon of choice. The chameleon observed its fellow investigators as keenly as it did the pilots and police and farmers who had reported the phenomena, reasoning that if there were something else like it in the world, it might gravitate to Fort Belvoir. But its counterpart was on the other coast, involved in the same pursuit in its own way, having given up on flying saucers. After another year, the chameleon did too. One day, instead of reporting for duty, it drove on into Washington and bought a wardrobe of work clothes from used clothing stores, and by the time its superiors realized one of their investigators had gone AWOL, it was working on a dairy farm in western Maryland. Chapter 28. Apia Samoa, 2021. The idea of signaling alien intelligence with a message that didn't depend on language went back to 1820. The mathematical genius Carl Friedrich Gauss suggested clearing an immense section of Siberian forest and then planting wheat in 3 squares that would diagram the Pythagorean theorem. An observer on Mars would be able to see it with a small telescope. There were other schemes in the 19th and 20th centuries involving mirrors reflecting sunlight, huge fires demonstrating geometrical shapes, or cities blinking their lights on and off. Around 1960, Mars, no longer a compelling target,